This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Kimberly Adams in for David Brancaccio. This morning, President Trump is tweeting warnings to China about North Korea and potential trade deals. This comes after last weekend's meeting with Chinese President Xi Jinping in Florida. Then President Trump was busy trumpeting the tremendous goodwill and friendship resulting from the conversations. Another result, the potential for American access to the Chinese market for beef. Marketplace's Andy Euler has more.
American cattle raisers haven't had access to the Chinese market since 2003, when a mad cow disease scare led China, Japan, and Korea to stop importing meat from America. Chad Bown is a senior fellow with the Peterson Institute for International Economics in Washington. He says those other two nations have lifted the ban and that American ranchers are anxious to import to the growing Chinese middle class.
Even before the mad cow outbreak, China was not yet a large market for U.S. beef exporters, but of course it's of huge potential, and so we'll have to see what transpires there.
The Chinese government said last September it would lift the ban on imports of some U.S. livestock, but American beef exporters have yet to see that come to pass. Isaac Stone Fish is a senior fellow at the Asia Society's Center on U.S.-China Relations. He says beef trade makes sense.
China does not produce that much beef, and I think it would be an area where they could very gracefully yield.
He says getting American beef on Chinese tables is going to be a lot easier than getting the Chinese to concede to allowing Twitter or Facebook on phones and computers there. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.